Command number 95. Do for the least of humanity as you would for me. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Matthew 25:35-36 and 40. This is the second time we have used this passage from Matthew 25 to highlight one of the commands, and for good reason. This must surely be one of the most powerful passages in all the Bible. It is so powerful that it is regularly trotted out by liberal politicians who have not the slightest interest in obeying the full scope of the commands of Jesus. Yet they find in this command support for various social policies and programs. But Jesus is not here talking to the world. He is speaking to his disciples. He is speaking to those who call him Lord. He is speaking to Christians, not politicians. He is saying, I am that sick, hungry, thirsty, naked, lonely, imprisoned man or woman. Would you minister kindness if you knew it was me? Well, it is me. This is not a passage merely about ministry to the poor, hungry, and downtrodden, as important as that is. It speaks, too, of the afterlife, of the judgment, of the division between sheep and goats. But this division is not between saved and unsaved. Read it carefully. This is not a saved versus unsaved judgment. All those described consider themselves believers. Both sheep and goats call Jesus Lord. There are no atheists here. There are no God mockers. Jesus is drawing a line between obedient believers and disobedient believers. The fires of hell awaiting the goats are the purifying fires necessary to purge self-righteousness from the disobedient among those who call Jesus Lord. This furnace of purification is described in Malachi 3 and is for the purpose of healing the hearts of the Levites, not the heathen. Whatever other purposes hell may serve, the judgment of Matthew 25 speaks no word about the eternal fate of unbelievers. It describes the chastening, refining, fiery purification of self-righteous believers that will be required in the next life. Little can be added to what Jesus said. The words themselves are powerful and convicting. Let us each read them with hearts of prayer. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit upon His glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered into His presence. And He will separate them one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and will make the sheep stand at His right hand, and the goats at His left. Then the king will say to those at his right, Come, my father's blessed ones, receive your inheritance of the kingdom which has been divinely intended for you since the creation of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was homeless, you gave me a welcome. When I was ill clad, you clothed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to see me. When, Lord, the righteous will reply, did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? When did we see thee homeless and give thee a welcome, or ill-clad and clothe thee? When did we see thee sick or in prison and come to see thee? But the king will answer them, In solemn truth, I tell you that in so far as you rendered such services to one of the humblest of these my brethren, you rendered them to me. Then he will say to those at his left, Be gone from me, with the curse resting upon you, into the fire of the ages, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For when I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. When homeless, you gave me no welcome. Ill clad, you clothed me not. Sick or in prison, you visited me not. Then they will also answer, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, or thirsty, or homeless, or ill clad, or sick, or in prison, and not come to serve thee? But he will reply, In solemn truth, I tell you that in so far as you withheld such services from one of the humblest of these, you withheld them from me. And these shall go away into the punishment of the ages, but the righteous into the life of the ages. Jesus to his disciples, Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, from the Wymouth New Testament, 1903 edition. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to do for the least of humanity as we would for him. Lord, what would you have me do today? To whom would you send me today? How can I minister today in obedience to your command? Thus, Heavenly Father, by my selfless compassion for those less fortunate than myself, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatherofthenklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.